This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. This is Independence Day here in the United States. On the eve of the holiday, President Donald Trump was at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, where he made a direct appeal to his disaffected political base months before Election Day. He accused racial equality protesters of engaging in what he called a merciless campaign to wipe out our history. Speaking at an event that had the trappings of a campaign rally, Mr. Trump offered what the Associated Press called a discordant tone to an electorate battered by a pandemic and wounded by racial injustice following the high-profile killings of black people at the hands of police. He described the need to protect monuments and statues, some of which honor historic figures who benefited from slavery. The president said, quote, "This movement is openly attacking the legacies of every person on Mount Rushmore. Granite sculptures there honor George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Theodore Roosevelt." Protesters have aimed much of their anger at Confederate generals who led Southern troops in a civil war that sought to protect slavery. There are widespread demands to remove their names from famed U.S. military installations. The president condemned what he depicted as a cancel culture and charged that some on the political left, in his words, hope to defame our heroes, erase our values, and indoctrinate our children. He added, "We will not be intimidated by those he called bad, evil people." The Friday night event, complete with fireworks, came against the backdrop of a pandemic that has killed close to 130,000 people in the United States. Most of the thousands that turned out for the president chose not to wear masks, and there was no sign of social distancing, clearly violating the advice of health experts who say such mass gatherings risk becoming coronavirus super spreaders. The president spent little time talking about COVID-19. Just four states, California, Texas, Arizona, and Florida, have a combined case count of more than 700,000, with a collective death toll above 14,000. Via remote, this is VOA News. The state of Florida reported 341 new hospital admissions, the biggest daily jump since the pandemic began. Lives lost to COVID on Friday in Florida, about 9,500. The mayor of Miami-Dade County in Florida has ordered tighter mask rules at restaurants, requiring customers to wear facial coverings at all times, unless eating or drinking. Under the previous order, customers were allowed to remove masks when they sat down. Governor Ron DeSantis has rejected calls to make masking a requirement statewide. Arizona has reached new peaks in pandemic hospital admissions and emergency room visits, indicating the state is intensifying its position as a virus hotspot. State health officials say the capacity of hospital intensive care units is at an all-time high of 91%. California Governor Gavin Newsom is warning local elected officials they risk losing state funding if they do not enforce health orders as the pandemic worsens in his state. Newsom has rolled back or limited some businesses reopening in Los Angeles and 20 other counties, now including San Diego. Recently reopened bars, indoor restaurant dining, and other entertainment venues were ordered closed in those counties for at least 3 weeks. The Johns Hopkins worldwide coronavirus figures at this hour, more than 11 million cases and well over 525,000 lives lost. The World Health Organization says there is a need to put up a fight now during a peak in the current wave of the pandemic, rather than focusing on when a second wave might come. Emergencies Chief Dr. Michael Ryan said the world will be much better at fighting a second wave if people can learn the lessons of fighting the first one. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro has approved a law requiring masks on streets and in public transportation to help prevent coronavirus infections in his country. He vetoed requiring masks in churches, schools, shops, and factories. He also refused to let the government provide masks to vulnerable groups or to direct commercial establishments to provide masks to their employees. To this point, even in Brazilian cities where masks have been obligatory, compliance and enforcement have been lax. A Turkish court has put 20 Saudi officials on trial in absentia for the gruesome death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. He was killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in October 2018 when he went there seeking marriage documents. Prosecutors say he was suffocated and his body was dismembered. Some Western governments, as well as the CIA, said they believe Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing. The indictment accuses two top Saudi officials of instigating, quote, premeditated murder with monstrous intent. Voting is closed in an Australian parliamentary by-election being seen as a referendum on Prime Minister Scott Morrison's handling of bushfires and the pandemic, with a tight outcome expected. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.